You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, first-timers, on Ron Siegel Radio. Both from Realty Pro 100, Mary Walters, welcome.
Hi.
Sam Raleigh, Samantha Raleigh, welcome.
Yes. Hi.
Glad to have you both with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, you know, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Even days like today, we find something to celebrate. I'm not sure what it'll be. Might end up being Quarantini Day, but that's just a different subject. But today, let's see what we're looking at. I think that we are looking National Panda Day. I don't know about that
one. It is what it is.
Freedom of Information Day. There's a lot of information day today. Everything You Do Is Right Day. I say that to my wife almost every day. It keeps me out of trouble. But having beaten anorexia, I will stick with National Artichokes Day, even though I'm not a big fan. You gotta find something to eat on a day like today. Maybe it's something to drink on a day like today. Probably one of our most important broadcasts in the 10 years I have been doing radio. It reminds you of the days right around the 9/11, if you were alive then. It reminds you of sometimes the days around October 1987. Yeah, a lot of you probably weren't around for that one, and it is one of those days when we did see a lot of turbulence in the markets. And we are seeing a lot of turbulence in the markets right now because, well, there's a lot of reasons why we're seeing it. I'm going to share with you some of them today because we're going to do a lot of education today, then we're going to get granular, we're going to get local, and as many people think about me, we might even go a little bit loco, but that's a different subject. So we're looking right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 1,648 points.
Ow!
You wouldn't too often say 1,648 points is an improvement, but when we were down over 2,000 points earlier, it is an improvement. The S&P 500 down 170 points. NASDAQ down 496 points. Oil down $1.74 a barrel. There is opportunity wherever you want to find it. So there are lots of opportunities in the markets right now. I am looking at the United States 10-year Treasury down 15.87 basis points. Not good for our seniors who are trying to live on a fixed income, but that one is just another one. We'll talk about that. This morning, we're looking at the German 10-year. They get negative interest rates. So you give the government your money for 10 years, you don't even get it all back. That's not pleasant, right? But they're the only one of the major countries that are in a negative interest rate environment. So we're looking at a lot of these things. Now, what is causing all of this? So before I get into what it means, because the Federal Reserve took some unprecedented actions yesterday. What does all of this mean? What is causing all of it? Well, you know what it is. It's all dealing with the coronavirus and the markets. The one thing that the markets always, number one, I've told you this before, the markets always overreact. So that's a given. The market will overreact. It is overreacting right now. It always does. Why is it overreacting? Well, the reason it's overreacting is because there is so much uncertainty. At times like this, you need a soothing voice. You need a good leader in government. We need a single voice, right? So we need to have all of our government leaders on the same page. Now, I'm not getting political, whether you're a Republican or Democrat. You should be hoping that the mayors, that the governors, that the president are all successful. That is a key component, and I apologize for not looking at you while I'm talking. I'm just trying to share some further messages to get this out on all of our social channels. But we want to make sure that our elected officials are all speaking with one voice. When you get a press conference at noon and then you go, okay, I can understand that. You get another press conference at 1 and it gets a little more fearful. And you get another announcement at 3 and that's even more fearful. Well, you know something? It's kind of like that 3-strike rule. It's not good. Right? So you're getting over and over again, you're getting information that is fearful to everybody. And people start to panic. When you really think about what's going on in the marketplace today, do you really think that if you have 5 times the normal amount of toilet paper at home, it's going to do any good at all? Right? It's not going to help you. It's not going to make you feel better unless you've got another issue that's going on. And we're not talking about that today. Right? So having 5 times the normal amount, I mean, you go to Costco and you get one of those family packs, right? That's going to last a normal family at least 2 days, right? I mean, if you've got really serious problems, it's going to last you 2 days. Now, if you get 5 of those family packs or whatever those jumbo things are, I don't know, I think there's 24 or 30 rolls or something in there, right? You don't need 5 packages of it. It's not a need, right? Go buy a package of toilet paper if you need it. You don't need 17 gallons of milk. Right? It's going to spoil before you use all of it. You don't need 50 pounds of ground beef. It's going to spoil. You don't need that much, but people are panicking. There are individuals out there that incite panic. Right? That's not the idea. That's why I decided that on the broadcast today where we were going to strictly talk about the markets, we're going to get to that and we're going to talk about exactly what's happening in the real estate market. We're going to talk exactly what the Federal Reserve did yesterday, and we're going to talk about the issues that the media is not talking about. I start listening to the news at about 4 in the morning. I actually check the markets usually around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning to see what the futures tell us, what's going on around the world. And you see a lot of people panicking because there's no soothing voice. So we're going to try and give you some of that information today and tell you what the markets aren't saying to you. What did the Federal Reserve do? What does that mean to you? I got all kinds of messages yesterday afternoon because we do have a lot of private clients that we're helping with home financing. Are your interest rates on your home loan going to 0? No. Are your interest rates going to change in the short term? No. And I'm going to tell you that right now I have this always on my computer, always on my phone. I know what the markets are doing at any given moment, and I can tell you right this second, the universal mortgage-backed security market, the bonds themselves are up 147 basis points. In a normal market, and we are not in a normal market, that would mean that interest rates should take a huge plunge, but they will not, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. I'm going to tell you right now that we're at 13 basis points down on the 10-year Treasury. That's at 0.819. Well, last week or the week before, we got down to 0.3 and change. Now, I told you 12 months ago, if you're a regular listener of Ron Siegel Radio, I told you that the 10-year Treasury, it was at 2 at the time, it would go down to 128 to 132. People in my own office said, Ron, you are nuts. I said, that's true, but I'm right here, right? It's going to happen. Then I said that we're going to go down to 0.75. Then I said we're going down to 0.50. Every one of those numbers have happened. We told you when the market was skyrocketing at all-time highs that there would be a recession the end of 2020. Well, we had no way of knowing about this coronavirus. There was no possible way. We weren't in on the loop on that. But we know what the markets are doing. We know what the markets are telling us. And we listen. Right? So are we going into a recession? We're in a recession. Right? It is already here. Now, how do we define a recession? Two consecutive quarters of a negative GDP. You never know you're in a recession till you've been in it for at least 6 months by definition. We are there. Right? And we are going to be there probably for the next 4 or 5 months, 6 months maybe. Why? Well, how can you have a positive GDP when you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a movie, you can't go to a ball game, you can't go to a bar, you can't go to a brewery, you can't go to a winery, you can't do anything? Do you think that the GDP is going to expand then? That's what it's all about. How are you going to do all those things when you've got 70 million people in the United States that are in the gig worker economy? Those are Uber drivers and Airbnb and VRBO, who are not making money. How are you going to do that when the people that said, hey, it's a good idea that I make tips and I don't show them on my taxes, well, the government's not going to give you back money for money that you didn't pay in, right? So they'll look at your tax returns and they're saying, well, the IRS is going to send out checks. Yes, they are. And they're going to send out checks to small business owners. Yes, they are. But if you didn't pay taxes on that, so it doesn't show up on your tax return, they're going to say, well, you didn't have it in the first place. So you're going to have to pay the price for that a little bit. But don't worry. It's going to settle down. The markets will understand what's going on. The Federal Reserve took unprecedented action yesterday. What did they do? Well, they came out on a Sunday, which they rarely do. They came out 48 hours before a Federal Reserve meeting, a two-day meeting, which is one of their biggest meetings, and they said the market cannot wait 48 hours. That's why the stock market dropped 1,000 points yesterday. I know it was closed, but the futures market dropped limit down yesterday, right after the Federal Reserve spoke. And the markets were down limit at the open this morning. They actually kicked in some circuit breakers, so the market had to stop trading this morning. Within 2 or 3 minutes of the open, the market stopped trading. So here's the issue. Why is that happening? Why did the Federal Reserve say this? Well, there's a liquidity crunch. So the Federal Reserve said we're going to drop their interest rate 1% to 0 to 0.25. That does not affect you. It does not affect me. It does not affect mortgage rates. It affects the money that banks borrow from one another, or in the worst case, when they go to the Federal Reserve, that's what they're going to pay for their overnight borrowing. That's the federal funds discount rate. Now, does it flow through to prime rate? Yes. So if you have a HELOC, you'll probably see on your next HELOC statement that rate will go down, unless you're already at the floor. You may or may not be. But that will go down. What else did the Fed do? They said, we're going to buy back $700 billion worth of instruments. And I'll give you the breakdown. $500 billion worth of treasuries and $200 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities. What does that mean? Well, they're going to go out in the marketplace, and when we look at the bonds they're creating, that's why the bonds are up so much today. I told you the 10-year treasury yield is down 13 basis points. That only happens because the bond itself went up, right? So the bonds go up, yields go down. It's a mathematic function. That's the way it works. The Federal Reserve went in, and they were going to spend, out of their $700 billion piggy bank, they spent $40 billion today. Even my wife can't spend that much. But the Federal Reserve, they did that, right? So here it is. They also said something that nobody is reporting. You're going to only hear it on Ron Siegel Radio. I listened this morning to the news stations. Again, I started very early. I listened to the business stations. There is a very, very subtle comment that the Federal Reserve made that they are not going to allow any runoff from their balance sheet. So what the heck is runoff, right? I mean, if you're an outdoors person, you might think of a river. That's not it. So if you're out refinancing your mortgages, now there are $11 trillion worth of mortgages in the United States of America. On an average year, there are $2 trillion worth of mortgages that are refinanced or new mortgages. Right now, there is about $6.6 trillion worth of mortgages that qualify to be with 25% equity to either do a debt consolidation loan, a cash out loan, or to refinance for a better interest rate. $6.6 trillion. Well, but 2 weeks ago, we had a major run on refinances. The system can handle $2 trillion a year. There was one day last week, one investor did $2 billion. So how does that all affect runoff, Ron? Well, the runoff is when a person goes in and refinances a loan, that loan is paid off. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Jenny Mae, they're the biggest buyers of all of these different loans. Those are owned by the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury. What the Fed said is we're not going to allow that runoff. So when somebody goes in and buys that or pays off the mortgage to refinance, that would normally be runoff, right? So you've paid that note back, Federal Reserve gets their money back, and so be it. Well, if they're not going to allow the runoff, what are they going to do with the money? So in addition to that $200 billion piggy bank they have for mortgage-backed securities, every dollar that gets run back, that gets paid off, is going to go right back into the system. Now, how many trillions did I just tell you that we do a year? $2 trillion. So the Federal Reserve, now they may not own all $2 trillion, and some of that is purchase money transactions, but that money is all going to go right back into repurchases. So in addition to that $700 billion that they're buying, all of the money that's being refinanced is going right back into the market. That's the key that nobody's talking about, is that not allowing runoff. Now, last point, and we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to chat with the ladies here. So here's the issue. Why is it that we're not seeing home loan rates drop drastically? Well, let's go back to economics 101, and in many instances, they're not even teaching it anymore. It's called supply and demand. When you've got these banks, the mortgage lenders, you've got all of the big banks, the mortgage bankers, the mortgage brokers, they've all been inundated with business. What happens when these companies are, holy cow, my phone just does not want to stop no matter what I do today. So we got all these different entities that are inundated with business. What do they do when they're inundated with business? How do we slow down business? Raise prices, right? Again, it's supply and demand. So they raise prices. The mortgage companies, all of them, have so much activity going right now. There's also something called hedging, and if they don't get it right, they actually can do another loan and lose more money. Does that make any sense? Do you want to do more business to lose more? Sounds counterintuitive. It's a very, very technical issue. I'm not going to get into hedging, and I'm not going to get into the puts and all that kind of stuff that goes into this, because most people don't want to know it. They don't understand it. Just, Ron, tell me how it affects me. That's all they care about, right? So the issue is these companies cannot handle any more business. So if they can't handle more business, why would they lower the prices to generate more business? Right? They can't handle it. The processors can't do any more. The underwriters can't do any more. The appraisers can't do any more. The doc departments can't do any more. The funders can't do any more. They are just overwhelmed. Every company that I've talked to, and we check with about 37 companies on a daily basis, every one of the companies are saying the same thing. They're all on mandatory overtime. But wait a second, they're not even allowed to show up to work. Right? So the companies that are not ready for people to work at home, call that big banks, right? Have you ever seen somebody from Chase or Wells Fargo or Bank of America? Do they ever take their work home with them? Do they pick up their computers? They don't even have laptops there. Right? So for the most part, they don't take their information, their work home. There are legal issues. You can't even take documents out of a secure location. So there's a lot of different issues and infrastructure that's not in place to even allow these companies to take on more business. That's why we're not going to see the rates drop immediately. Will they drop? Yes. So what do you need to do? You need to get in place right now. Now, I've had some folks over the weekend say, Ron, should I buy a house this weekend? Why not? Right? You're not going to close for 30 days. That property is probably not going to be available in 30 days. That's because the people that understand this, they're taking on right now. Warren Buffett. When did he buy Bank of America? Yeah, 2009. I think he put $2 billion into Bank of America stock. Why did he buy it then? Because the stock was down so low and everybody thought the world was coming to an end. That's when you take activity right in going on. Right? Get in the game at that time. That's what's when there's blood in the streets, invest. Right? So we're going to be talking about that. I'll get more into that. We're going to talk about the markets in specific. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to find out. We're going to prove that this is not like last time. The markets today are not like 2008. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the current market, real estate market. We're going to talk about it on a national level. We're going to get really granular locally. And we're going to get rid of some of the other stuff that I normally do. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. We're going to do a real slow one today, or a short one today. But the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. My phones are going crazy, so I can't even get all my reports on here. But the mortgage-backed securities up 153 basis points. The U.S. 10-year Treasury now down 12 basis points. S&P 500 down 180 points right now. Yeah,
ow!
Not a pleasant number. And we've gone right down past, a little bit past where I said our last level of support was. I told you we were at 2530 is where we are right now. So that's pretty, we're about 90.93 from that last level of security that we talked about. Dow Jones Industrial Average is worsening again at down 1,825 points. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's talk a little bit about, want to talk about real estate?
Sure.
All right, so it's a fun day today. Nothing at all of what we planned on talking about, is it?
Nope.
Yeah, so we can have a little fun, though. We're still going to get a little bit interesting on... Tell us, Mary, tell us a little bit about what's going on in local real estate. Orange County, is that what you've got, Orange County, or do you have...
I do, I have Orange County.
Okay.
So I do have the Orange County Housing Report, and over the past couple of weeks, the actual listing inventory, the houses on the market, has gone up by 3% in the past couple of weeks.
3%?
3%.
Okay, now, do we know... So 3% tells us, okay, they've gone up, but, you know, 3% from what? I mean, does it mean that there's an abundance of housing?
It does not. So, yes, it's been up 3% the past couple weeks, but looking at the same time where we were last year, we're actually down by 53%.
In the units or dollar prices?
Units on the market.
Okay, so we want to make sure that is clear. We are not talking prices are not down 53%. The amount of houses on the market is down 53%.
Correct. So last year there were 6,366 homes on the market. This year, 4,161.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you the addresses, but is that it's all of Orange County?
That is Orange County, yes.
The whole. So does that have anything to do with price points, or is that just everything combined?
That's everything combined.
Okay, so we're going back to supply and demand again, right?
Exactly.
So if we've got less supply, even though we're up 3% over what month ago?
Yeah, the past couple weeks. I think it was about 2 weeks.
Okay, so up 3% over 2 weeks. We're still down, so we've still got half the houses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people have stopped wanting to move?
Nope. Not
right?
at all.
Right?
Which goes right into the demand is up as well. So in the same time period where we went up 3% in the listing inventory, demand went up by 4%.
So we have more people looking for houses than houses that were added to the marketplace.
Correct.
So that's going to tell us right there that it's a good time to be in the market. Now, what's the date of that report, Mary?
This report, I believe it came out last Monday.
Okay. So, now, we understand that there's going to be the fear factor in there. That's going to happen, that there's nothing that we can do about that. But the issue right there just tells us that the inventory, and it's not like it's like California's or Orange County is anything different than every other part of the market. Right, I mean, everywhere in the country, we're seeing the same thing. If you look at every national report, and we get some national reports too, right? Every national report does tell us that year-over-year inventory is poor. Right, I've got a report on my screen right here. Do you think there's any houses that are less than $200,000 in that report?
Oh, man. If it would, I'd be snatching it up.
I guess that's a big negative, the way they chuckled at that one right there. So think about this. If you, and I'm looking at a national chart, right? And we look at this one and we see that on all home prices, year-over-year inventory is down 13.6%. Nationally, the under 200,000 is down 19%. Well, we can't be down 19% in Orange County, right? Because there's nothing, right? So if you have zero, you can't go down any further. 200,000 to 750,000, down 12%, right? Nationally, and we're down... Was it 50?
Year over year, 53%.
So we're more than the national numbers, mm-hmm. right? So our market in Orange County is hotter than the market overall, or as far as inventory available. Greater than 750,000. Now they don't even have any of those in Missouri, right? So I think you can buy St. Louis for $750,000, right? Here we just call that a starter home, but that's down 5.9%. Right. So even on those numbers, we're matching what's going on in the national numbers, right? So we're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Getting caught up a little bit. I know I talked a lot in the opening segment. And we'll let the ladies talk more as we go on here, because there is a big question mark right now. And one of the things that we are going to talk about, here's a big, big issue, is there's a lot of people scared. We see that the markets are down. I just told you 1,800 points. Is this another 2008, 2009? So we're going to talk about that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. For some reason, there are some clarity issues on our microphone, so I am working on that. Thank you, Brent Humphreys. I appreciate that input. Lisa, I thank you. But what is the real-time real estate segment today? That is the subject today of the real-time. Well, I guess I should. Multitasking doesn't work too well sometimes. You have to just kind of look at what you're actually doing. See, I told you, even people like me, after doing this 10 years, you still lose your place when you're trying to multitask. But is today's market going to be the same as 2008? That is our question mark. And the answer is really no. And I have five different graphs to show you. I'm going to put them up in the chat area here after the broadcast, because for some reason the screens are not switching like they normally do. Maybe there's a lot of people trying to figure out how they can fix their 401ks today, but that's just a whole different issue. We're watching it on the, but you know, and you know, as we talk about this all the time, there are a lot of areas where you know you can make some good money in the marketplace when you don't get scared, when you just realize that there tomorrow the sun is going to rise. There are people that are going to get sick and get better, right? I mean, I do have the note here from this friend of mine that I was on the line with yesterday. He spoke to the folks at the Cleveland Clinic. Those under age 20, almost no chance of this virus bothering them. 20 to 40, very, very little chance. If you're old like me, 40 to 60, if you have cardiovascular issues, then there could be some plaque breakoff, which can cause some problems. But again, that's a whole different subject. It's underlying issues. So then when you look at that and you say, okay, how does that affect our marketplace? How do we deal with that when we're talking about real estate? And then we look and say, okay, what is the numbers? How does that affect our comparison between today and last year and 2009? So I'm gonna look at some of these numbers with the ladies here in the office. These are global numbers. These are some of the national numbers, not global numbers. But if you're, were you in the business in 2009?
I was graduating high school.
Okay, so I guess that talks about how old I am, right? So did they teach this in high school?
They did not.
Okay, so. So, have you heard anybody talk at all about mortgage availability, money being locked up nowadays? I mean, that it's impossible to get a loan, or it's too high of interest rates.
No.
No. Good. So we don't even have to worry about that. So it's not the same as 2009. Have you heard anything about prices soaring out of control?
No.
Is it a steady?
Everyone always complains about prices in Orange County. But
it's steady.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Steady.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a good term for it. So when we, what about the last 3, 4, 5 years? Price has gone up? Price has gone down?
Price has gone up.
Gone up? Has it been out of control?
Nope.
No.
Okay. So in 2004, prices went up 12.5%. Right? That's a massive increase.
Yeah.
Does it make sense that if prices go up 12.5%, they could go down 12.5%? Right, if they go up, they can go down, right?
Right.
Okay, can't hear you shaking your head.
Oh. Right, I mean, they can. Yeah, they're watching, right?
Some people hear me shaking my head sometimes, right? But that's a different issue. Right? We're on radio, too. I know you guys are used to doing video.
Yep.
Millennials, you're used to the FaceTime and Instagram. Instagram, okay.
Yeah.
And Chat Snap or something.
Snapchat.
There we go.
Oh, you're close.
I don't even know how to use that one, right? But so let's look at this, and I'm gonna even share some of my numbers with you, Sam, so you've got them.
Okay.
Last 6 years, right?
Yes.
Have you seen anything gone up 12.5%?
No.
Right? Charts are all anywhere from 4.4 to 6.4.
Right.
Right? So it's not going to be the same. We're not looking at 8.6 in 2000, 6.5 in 2001, 8.5 in 2002, 8.7 in 2003. Right? These were big numbers. Whenever you see, and we were talking during one of the breaks about personal investing, right? And how if somebody takes advantage of a market, right? You got to get in and you can get out, but there's a lot of opportunity, right?
Definitely.
So when we look back here, we look and we say, okay, well this, if opportunity doesn't last forever,
right?
Right. What this that showed us was in this annual home price appreciation, we were up 8.6. all the way up to 12.5, but now we're not doing that. That's good, right? When we see a more stable market. Now, over the last 50 years, 3.6% is the annual appreciation in the United States, real estate, right? So 2019, we're at 4.7. not a major issue. Now, I think we have a chart here of what's happened over the last 50 years in Orange County. Right?
Okay.
Right? I mean, that there's, and I think we've talked about this one, median home price for Orange County. We talked about this a little bit earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
The, about how many homes there are under $200,000.
Yep.
What's our median home price in Orange County, though?
$822,000.
Median home price, Orange County, California. Now, even I don't go, the only one, Jay Kaplan is on the line here. He does go back for our 60-year historical appreciation for Orange County. Right? But I don't go back that far. I can't remember there, but I can study the numbers. 6.36%. So if somebody buys a house today, and Mary, you said that there's, what, less houses on the market. Do we have, in the report that you have, does that have a appreciation numbers in there?
I don't believe it does.
Okay. So we look at our report card here, and the last 5 years, 4.11% appreciation in Orange County. That means if you go out and buy one of those houses that you can't find, think about that part of it. Now, you're in the millennial, and that's the reason I asked the ladies to come in here. Before we knew that the numbers and what was going to be going on in the marketplace, do you hear, are your friends out shopping for houses? Do you hear people in the millennial age group?
A couple, yeah.
Do they want to be homeowners? Because
mm-hmm.
we keep hearing on the national news that millennials don't want to own their own home.
No, we do.
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
I own my own home.
You own your own home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a millennial does, and a millennial is telling us that friends
yes.
want to own their own home. Are you telling them that it's a good time to own?
Yeah, of
definitely.
Okay, because there's some people that say, no, rent.
No.
Right? And we keep hearing a lot that the millennials, they just want to be home renters. They don't want to be homeowners.
Those people confuse me.
Yeah.
Why does that confuse you?
I mean, why would you put your money into something that's never going to give you a return? It was so important for me personally when I bought my home is because I didn't want to just keep dumping money into someone else's pocket. Like, if I'm going to pay rent, like, it's going to be my own mortgage. Which in return will all eventually get that investment back, you know, when
sure.
I turn that into a rental myself.
But wait. You want to turn your own home into a rental yourself?
Yeah. So I have a condo. So I bought a small two-bedroom condo, two-bed, two-bath, about like 1,100 square feet. My goal is in a couple of years, I move on. That's my rental. It's an investment for me.
So you bought it, even though you're living in it, you mm-hmm. bought it as an investment?
Correct.
Starter home?
Correct.
That's the way it should be, right? I mean, think mm-hmm. about that. Now, when she's as old as I am, do you have a goal as to how many rentals you want to have?
I don't currently.
Okay. But you didn't go out and say that I can't buy a house until I have the four-bedroom home with a picket fence and a pool.
Nope.
Correct.
And your friends are not saying the same thing?
No.
I mean, to be completely honest with you, I had to have a co-signer because I wasn't completely ready.
Okay.
But I made it work.
Yeah.
There you go. So find a... So you basically said, this is what I want to do,
mm-hmm.
and then find a way to make it happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're able to get a loan with a co-signer. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal, right? I mean, many of us start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's very, very normal. So you start with a co-signer. Based on your loan now, and I don't want numbers, but based on your loan now, could you rent out your property for what your mortgage is?
Well, I actually should be closing my refinance like today.
Okay.
So now I can, yes, because I actually refinanced last year to get the co-signer off.
Okay.
And then I was able to refinance again, and I'm saving like $200 a month just compared to what I refinanced last year.
Okay, so if you're closing
yes.
today, that means you probably started somewhere in 3 to 5 weeks ago.
Yes.
To get that done. Now, does it make sense to you that you might be able to refinance again in another 6 months and get it even lower?
I mean, it's possible, but not what we're talking about, the supply and demand interest rates. If interest rates keep going up, then no, I'm good where I'm at right now. And like you said, I can rent it out and cover my mortgage.
Okay, so the whole idea right there is, now, have you seen appreciation since you bought it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
I actually bought it at 432.5. The appraisal from last week came in at 475.
475.
And that was a little under 3 years ago I bought it.
So think about this. So you have $40,000 in appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to also be aware that a refinance appraisal is always going to be less than a purchase appraisal, right? Because the appraisers don't know the numbers on a refinance. They just get a sheet that says, hey, go refinance this, go give us a value of this property. On a purchase, they actually get a copy of the contract, so they know what their target is. So I should say always, but for the vast majority of the time, a refinance appraisal is going to be less. But in 3 years, you've had, what is that, $13,000 a year in appreciation. Now, for the average household, let's see if we can get our report card back over here. For the average household, do we have household income on here? Median household income is $91,000 for the whole household in Orange County. At $13,000, that's, what is that, about a 16% additional income, right? $13,000 divided by $91,000, so right around 16%. So basically, if you were to take your income, whatever that is, you can add 16% to that because of a decision you made 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? That's the whole idea of what we're talking about when we say millennials, just like everybody else, need to be looking at and saying, how do we get into this market? That's just extra income. Let me ask you this. Now, I do fairly decent, and I know a lot of people that make more money than me and a lot more that make less money than me. I can't say any one of them will say, no, I don't want $13,000 extra every year. Right? Maybe you are. Maybe you're in that boat. Maybe you don't want an extra $13,000 a year. Samantha just told us that, you know, you want to get into that market, right?
Of course.
You'd like to get that extra $13,000 a year.
Yeah, of course.
When the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, now, I'm going to share with you, because we also do a lot of budgeting talk on Ron Siegel Radio, it's a decision to make. I would venture to guess, Mary went out 3 years ago, bought a house. You might have had to sacrifice a Starbucks or two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You might have had to work more than 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
You might, and I don't know, I didn't ask you, you might have had more than one job.
100%.
Right? These are all things, though, to get to that goal of home ownership. And right now, think about this, you're not that far away from being able to go out and do some sort of a cash out refinance,
mm-hmm,
and buy that next house.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And with interest rates where they are now, and I'm going to throw a secret at you.
Okay.
You'll be able to refinance in the next 6 months.
Okay.
So watch the rates. If you just are closing on a refinance today, and the reason I can say that with very, very high level of certainty is I had conversations with many, many people over the weekend, and I said to them, be patient. I have folks that we're looking at right now that will probably close this week and next week, and I've said to them the same thing. We're going to close those loans this week and next week, because those rates were locked in when the rates were down even lower. And 6 to 9 months from now, we will come back. And it's one of my favorite lines, strategy beats rates always. Your mortgage strategy beats rates always. So Mary just told us her strategy is to make this into a rental property, because if it keeps on going up at that, and you said your property appraised
475.
Based on California real estate, it should go up 6% a year. My math is a little bit slow. I'm a simple guy, so that's somewhere around $28,000 a year on a normal time basis, right? Think about what you would do if, especially those of you that are old like me, started doing this as a millennial, right? And have that and are able. I know almost every old person that I talk to, I know my parents used to say the same thing. Your parents have probably said this as well. If I only kept that first house. Have you ever heard that? Well, Mary said she's going to do that. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll decide to roll that into another rental, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have the dream home to be the first home. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more on the real estate market. We're going to do a little bit of a recap on what's going on in the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You gotta love live radio. Just as we get into our last segment of the day, the screens start switching like they're supposed to. We get all the information switching like it's supposed to. But I'm gonna still dispense with our Your Credit Matters segment today. I'm just gonna tell you that it is being brought to you by our friends at creditsanitizer.com, Jeff Sipes and his team at Blue Water Credit. They will help you get your credit repaired on and get all the errors off your report. Every single credit report I have seen, and I have seen hundreds, maybe even thousands of reports, they are all wrong. Never ever seen one that's accurate. So talk to Jeff Sipes and his team. I will also tell you about our nonprofit affiliation, where we're now helping many, many people understand finances, our financial awareness speakers series that we're doing. One of the biggies is, yes, helping people deal with the stresses of college costs. And being that it appears that Bernie's not going to be the next president and he doesn't have an unlimited bank account, we're probably not going to see free college for all. Could you imagine? Think about these things. Free college for all. Who would be teaching the classes? Somebody that wants to work for free? I just throw that out there, but that's a different issue. But let's get back to our conversation. So we've been talking about what is happening in the marketplace right now. And we look at a lot of the different reports. And I get our whole intent today was we were going to chat about some of the information that has been coming out. And I get a lot of information from my friend Steve Harney at Keeping Current Matters. And he gives us some great, great information to talk about every single month. And we want to get into some of the different numbers that he uses and he shares with us for us to share. Now, he scours all kinds of information to find out the best data for us, right? And then we can actually come in here and the three of us can actually chat about it with you and tell you housing market. So you ladies can understand the market more from the local standpoint, right? Is it more, up until maybe the last week or so, has it been more active than it was earlier in the year or less active? Or have you seen any real differences?
I mean, personally, in our office, it's on fire right now.
Yeah,
I mean, our agents are even more active.
Yep.
Just, we took a listing, one of our agents took a listing on Friday that went live. They had open houses on Saturday and Sunday. They had over 100 groups of people in.
Wow.
And it's already going into escrow. And that's how it's been for every single one of our listings, pretty much. It's been a trend that they take it one day, within 2-3 days, it's in escrow over list price.
Or even a fallout, and then it goes right back into escrow.
The same day.
Yeah, the same day.
I mean...
Okay, so if you've got a if they're going into escrow that quickly, they're going in over list price.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a strategy that you use to get that to happen, or do you think it's just the market the way it is right now?
I would say a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you've got multiple offers, and if you're able to go from the accepted offer to the backup offer, does that give you a more of an advantage for your sellers?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. How? What do you mean? I see it I have a real estate license. I've never used it. I'm not qualified to sell real estate, right? Because I don't understand the contract. I look at 4 or 5 lines on it. That's about all that matters to me. Right. So, but if you get a lot of people looking, you got multiple offers, does the seller have to give in on any kind of negotiations with the buyer? Request for repairs?
Exactly. You have more leverage as a seller.
Okay, explain that to us a little bit.
I'm trying to find my words. Sam, did you want to go into a little bit?
So the idea here is, request for repairs. Does the seller have to get involved in that very much?
No.
Right, because you've got either the buyer does or you go to the next buyer.
And exactly, right. And especially in a, multiple buyer situation, there's normally at least one cash offer when you're going into those markets.
Yes.
And then you can always go with the cash offer where most of that, all that stuff is wait. They're just going to buy it as is and you don't have to get into those situations.
Right.
So if I don't have all cash, can I buy a house?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
So that's not the only reason that somebody's going to accept my offer.
No, but you just have, as a seller, you have more leverage. You have more to choose from. It's not like you're in a situation where this is the only offer on the table.
Yes.
And you really have to negotiate with them. You have to work with them. You have other options.
It's definitely a seller's market.
Seller's market.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
And that's very helpful, right? Because as the seller, now as the buyer, then I really need a good professional to help me.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, because if you don't understand these things, you may end up being left out in the cold, so to speak, right?
And I would say multiple professionals, because it's not just your real estate agent, but it's your mortgage professional as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a whole team approach.
Exactly.
Yep.
Right, okay, good. So now, are you guys looking at all, I know you have got a great report here, that I've seen this one from time to time. Does that give you an indication of where the market's heading?
Yeah, it does.
Are they forecasting the market to crash in the next year or two?
No.
Why? Just because there's so many people out there looking?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? So it's basically, and I'm going to look at this, I'm just going to say it's common sense, right?
Yes.
It doesn't take a whole heck of a lot to say that if I've got more people wanting a commodity, and it doesn't matter. Now, there's a lunatic in Kentucky right now. I just saw it over. Sam, you're into the social media stuff, so you may have seen this one. There's some lunatic in Kentucky that decided to buy 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Was he buying that because he thought he was going to lose money on it?
No.
Right?
No.
He was buying it because he thought he could make a fortune.
Exactly.
Now, he kind of got stiff because he was trying to, take advantage of people.
Should have bought a house instead.
Yeah, and in Kentucky for $17,000, you could probably buy a house.
Exactly.
Right, not to say anything bad about people in Kentucky.
No.
Right, but he figured that if he took all of the supply, the demand would go up, so his prices would go up, and he'd make a lot of money.
Yep.
We could talk about the same thing in this real estate market, right?
Mm-hmm.
So over the long run, we can look at it and say, if there's no supply, if there's the inventory is not increasing. I don't even remember the number. 53% down year over year.
Yes.
So it's down 53% year over year. And people still want to live in California, mm-hmm. right? Now, I'm old, so it's a different issue, but millennials, are they getting married?
Well,
I mean, we're not, but...
I didn't ask you personally, right?
But they are getting married later.
They're getting married later, yeah. right? Still having kids?
Yeah.
Later on, yes.
Later on. Still want to raise their kids in a safe, secure environment?
Yes. Of course.
Good education?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't have as much control over those issues. Now, you can still rent a good house in a good neighborhood with a good education. Mm-hmm. But when you're a renter and you want to paint your house purple, mm-hmm. right? The landlord, Mary, when you go and rent your house out, are you going to want people to paint the bedrooms purple?
Oh, no.
Right? So, but if you want to do it in your own house, mm-hmm. you can.
Yeah.
Right? So you have more control that way is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Right? So, as millennials, they're looking and saying the same things that we said 30 years ago. Nothing has really changed. Affordability, houses are more affordable today than they were, even though the prices are going up and the number of houses are going down. But two issues that go into, there's three numbers that you put into an affordability equation. Property value, right? Mm-hmm. Interest rates, and wages. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if in this report they address that, but two out of three are favorable, right? Wages are going up, yep. and interest rates are going down. Properties are more affordable. Payment as a percentage of income, right? So if wages go up, and now you got, did you get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage?
Yes.
Is that going to go up next year?
Nope.
Year after?
Nope.
You don't have to worry about it, do you?
Nope.
So as you're able to earn more and more money, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter to you because your housing is still going to be probably more affordable,
yep.
right? I don't know if I want to ask this one, Sam, but you said you don't own.
Correct.
Does your rent ever go up?
Well, I mean, as a normal renter, yes, it would.
Okay, so you've got a different situation.
Yes.
Okay, so.
But yes, it would
friends,
go up every
family
year.
That are yeah. are out there renting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you taken a look at any of the charts on what rents do? And I don't know if I can get this on our Ooh. Screen. But they've been going up steadily,
uh-huh.
right? That's why you want to be a landlord.
Exactly.
Right? So the whole idea here is Mary doesn't have to worry about it. Sam's got a special situation, but friends are probably dealing with the idea of increased yep. rents, mm-hmm. right? Those are all the issues of why we still say right now is probably the best time in your life to buy a house. Right now. Take advantage of the market. Think about that. If you have questions, if you want to buy a house, the ladies are here. They can help you with that part of it. If you want to finance a house, I can put you in touch with the team at Gold Star. They'll help you with that part. And just one quick sentence on the market. Here's the issue. The markets are going to do what they're going to do. Don't look at your 401k unless you're retiring, right? Or if you want to rebalance it and you've got some money to put in, don't worry about it. If you are in the millennial world, you guys have, 30 years till retirement? 40 years till, 30, 40 years till yeah. you can take money out of your 401ks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? If you have to even, right? Until you get to that 70 and a half age thing. So if the market goes down now, that's actually, for young people, that's good. Right? Because they can buy more of any stock. All right, Sam, I know you're into the tech world, right?
Yes.
Do you use Apple computer at all?
Yeah.
Apple iPhone?
I mean, I have an iPhone, yeah.
iPad or any of that?
Yep.
Do you like Apple?
Yeah.
So the company, if you owned a iPhone and it cost you $1,000 to buy an iPhone,
mm-hmm.
would you like to buy that same iPhone for $700?
Of course.
Right? Apple stock 3 weeks ago was $320 a share.
Mm-hmm.
As we are right now, it's $253. Right?
Dang.
That's what it means to be able to take advantage of the market. If you liked Apple stock at $320, you probably like it better. That 254, if you liked, and I don't have it, I didn't go up on my screen here. If you like Tesla, right? Tesla's another one.
Mm-hmm.
If you liked, I used to have that on my screen. I don't know why it's not on here right now. But if you liked Tesla at $960 a share, you probably like it better, unless you bought it at $960. Today it's at $472.
Wow.
Right? It's down $75 just today. Doesn't that make it's a buying opportunity? Don't get scared in these markets. There's nothing to be scared of. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.